Hey, before I begin today, I just want to mention that it's really super that everybody is here tonight. And you should all be nisbarach because you're here in the Tamar Hema Melim, the Inam Mekablim Skar, that you come and are Mekabel Skar. So I just want to praise everyone that everyone here has their priorities straight.
I thought you would tell us the score.
I turned it off. No,
6-13 to 0.
Okay, so we are, we're on page 282, which is Simon Kuf Yodal. Now, if you recall, we're discussing asking for rain and rain-related issues. Now, again, what we're really in right now is we're in the second bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. So in other words, we've been discussing Mashi Baruch Mele Gashem. So, okay. Dalad, the Machaber says, very important, interesting halacha. All halachas, interesting and important, but this one's. Im Amar, Morid HaGashem. If a person said, Morid HaGashem, B'yemos HaCham in the summer months. So he has to go back. The Choser L'Rosh HaBracha. And you go back to the beginning of the bracha. In other words, you go back to Atah Givor. So in other words, if a person said in the summer, Atah Givor L'Om HaShem HaChayim Meisim HaTorah, Hoshea HaMashiv Baruch Mele Gashem, Mechal Kachayim HaKasim HaChayim Meisim Ra. So, and then he realized, he didn't say the bracha yet. He didn't say Baruch HaTashem HaChayim Meisim. He just said, Mashiv Baruch Mele Gashem. He's not supposed to, because it's summer months. So now, what does he do? He can't, rewind and erase it, right? So what do you have to do is go back. Or Moriatal. You know, depending, we discussed that last time, what your minhag is, you say Moriatal, you say nothing. Okay, let's leave that. But again, you have to get rid of that because you asked for rain, you praised Hashem the ability of bringing rain and a non-rainy season. So therefore, you have to go back to the beginning of bracha. The imsiem ha-bracha, let's say you said, bracha to Hashem ha-chayim eisim. So then, chos to the rosh ha-tfil, then you have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Now why? So we will, the reason is, it's because as we'll see, we discussed this before, the first three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei are one unit. Right? The concept, we discussed this before, the idea is the first three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei until Kal Kadosh, including, is you're praising Hashem. That's the foundation of Shemoneh Esrei. You're praising Hashem. So if you mess up something there, your whole Shemoneh Esrei is gone. You have no foundation of your Shemoneh Esrei because you praised Hashem in a wrong way. So let's say, again, we'll say, Rosh Hashanah, Mirat Hashem, and Balei Notava comes. So you said, HaKel HaKadosh, and said, HaMelech HaKadosh, that's a fatal flaw. Same thing here. You're praising Hashem for rain in the summer months. So the foundation of your Shemoneh Esrei is flawed. So therefore, you can't continue because it was the wrong Shemoneh Esrei. And even in a place where you need rain in the summer months, like in the southern hemisphere, right? This is the whole question about the southern hemisphere. The whole bir halacha, not really about the southern hemisphere, but again, discussing this whole idea about what happens if you need rain. So, but I mean, again, the pasha case here is, let's say there's a chas v'shalom drought, right? Let's say for us last year, I'm not so sure about this year, but last year, you get 2 inches of rain for a whole year. So, in the summer, we could have used some rain, I assume. So, still, next page, you said, instead of Morid HaTal or instead of nothing, so has to go back. You have to go back. Also, if you said, so we'll see why the Rama is saying that a little later. So then that would also be a fatal flaw in the summer months, because you mentioned rain, not rainy season. Now, again, there's a very interesting bir halacha here. Before we get there, again, the Mishnah Berurah says the reason why you have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei is because it's one unit. Now, you don't have to go back and say Hashem Svasai Sivtach. Remember, we discussed that before. The whole bir halacha, whether if you didn't say Hashem Svasai Sivtach, if you have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei, you don't. But again, if a person made a mistake in Shmoneh Esrei and they're repeating Shmoneh Esrei, they don't have to go back and say Hashem Svasai Sivtach. Now, one other thing the Mishnah Berurah says, that this is all, if you said Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayim Meisim, so Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayim Meisim, and you said Mashi Baruch Melagashim in the summer months, so then you have to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. But how about if you said Baruch Atah Hashem, and then right then you remember that you said Mashi Baruch Melagashim, and it's summer, so then what do you do? So the Mishnah Berurah says, you probably know this, you say Lamdeni Chukecha, right? Because Baruch Atah Hashem Lamdeni Chukecha is a pasuk. And then, so to speak, you froze it. Then you go back to Atah Gibor, right? And you can say the Shmoneh Esrei. And hopefully, don't say Mashi Baruch Melagashem again. Okay. Now, again, there's a very long Bir Halach over here. Afilu B'Malkum Shetzrichim, which discusses the whole idea. How about if you do need rain in the summer months? Again, the simple explanation why it's bad is because we see from Shmuel Hanavi that having rain in the summer, no matter what, is a siman klal, is a bad sign. It's not good to have rain in the summer. Again, there could be crop reasons. We know that's true here in California, that there's certain winter weather in the summer months. It could destroy crops and things like that. But again, even without that, it's a bad sign. The Bir Halacha does mention the concept, which is a very interesting idea, and that is that if you need rain in the summer months, then say it in Shomea Tefillah. Say it in Shomea Tefillah. Don't say it in the, because again, if it's a summer, so you don't say Mashi Baruch Mera Gashem, you say the same bracha, that's the way Chazal made it. But, because it's summer, but we need rain. So then maybe the idea would be the Bir Halacha says to say it in Shomea Tefillah. Okay? No, anyone, everyone, anyone and everyone. Right. Good. Okay, let's do hay very quickly. B'amos ha'gashamim, let's say, switching now to the winter months, im lo amar morir ha'gashem. Let's say you didn't say, let's say now, right? Now. I don't want to give you an ayin hara, but let's say tonight, in Shemoneh Esrei, a person in Ma'ariv in a few moments did not say, Mashi Baruch Mori ha'gashem. They didn't say it. Again, the most important thing is the rain part, the geshem. If a person didn't say that, so then, machzirin also, you have to go back and repeat Shmoneh Esrei. Same reason we just said before. V'hani imilu lo shelo hizkir tal. That's only if a person didn't say tal. In other words, they just, like we do, like we saw the Rama says, the custom is, we say nothing. Right? Atah gibor olam Hashem achayim esim atah roshiyah. But let's say somebody said in now, winter months, they say, let's say they did that. So then you went out. You would not have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah says, because, again, even if you just said Mori Ratal, you would not have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. Why? Because you extol Hashem. You said a Shevach. You said a prayer. You know, Hashem, you have the ability to bring down dew. You could do amazing things. So since you said a Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then you don't have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. So this would be a case where, again, you go into a Kohen L'Chaver, you went out if you made a mistake. If you said your summer praise in the winter, so then you would not have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. Okay? Okay, we'll stop here for today, and believe another Mitzvah Hashem. Maybe it's tomorrow.